were going to do, some place you were going to go. You dreamed about it. You talked about it. You talked about it. You talked about it. And finally, it became a reality for you. And it's exciting when that happens here in this life. Me and my wife had that experience this past year. We had talked, and maybe more me than it was her, but we talked and talked about this trip that we wanted to make around this country of America and go to a lot of the national parks. And there was a lot of anticipation, excitement. We were dreaming about it. I would go to bed, lay my head down at night, dreaming about places we were going to see, trying to imagine what it would be like. The excitement was building in my heart. I was getting excited about it, and it finally happened. We finally got to go to those places and see those places, and it was very gratifying. It was very satisfying to the soul. Well, when it comes into the kingdom of God, we're going to go to that city whose builder and maker is God, and we talk about it, and that song that we just sung, when we all get to heaven, it's going to happen one of these days. It's not going to be, we're going to be singing about what it's like when we get to heaven, because one of these days we're going to be in heaven. We're going to be before the throne of God. We're going to see the 24 elders that are there before the throne of God, the saints of God. We're going to see those that have gone on before. The Bible promises that. Amen. There's that tree of life there. There's a street of gold that's there. There's the beauty that's there. It's not even all written in God's word, although, and it's going to be a reality. We are going to arrive there someday, but we can't get weary in our journey to get there, because if we get weary, it might never happen. If I would have gave up on my idea of this trip that I wanted to take, I could still be talking about it today. Man, we're going to do it someday. We're going to do it someday, and it never comes to a reality because I sort of gave up on it. Well, you can give up on this idea of heaven, but here's the part that's different. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not, whether you're excited about it or not. We needed to be excited about that heavenly home. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to try to do this more often here. The sound man's going to put the scriptures up on the board here, but you can look in your Bible. We're in Mark chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 35 through 44. And what I feel impressed to share with you all here this day, and I want you to receive it, and don't be overtaken or discouraged by the empty seats that are around you, thinking, man, I wish more were here. Well, I do too. Amen. All of us wish more were here. But we are here, and God has something prepared for us, because that's the kind of God that we serve. Whether this place is full or whether there's a few people in here, God has something that he wants to say to those that are here today. And so this morning we're going to entitle this, and in a moment we're going to read the scripture, but we're going to entitle this today, Faith in the Storm. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will help us today, O God. Lord, as we look into your word, Lord, that this happening that happened so many years ago and you was here upon this earth, God, Lord, that it can become a reality for us. Help us, God, increase our faith. Let the words that are spoken this morning, God, not be words of my own mind, God, but be words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, Lord, that we can receive this encouragement into our hearts and into our lives today. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so let's read, and I trust the scriptures are up on the board up here. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And this entitled in my Bible is Jesus Quiets the Sea. And verse 35, and the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Remember those words. Jesus said, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. It was filling up. And he, speaking of Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship. He was in the stern of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, they said unto him, Master, teacher, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea. And there's very few words in here that we're reading this morning that are the actual words of Jesus. Pay attention to these next words. What he said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? More words in red. So remember those this morning. Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And so something that we must understand in life, and as the children are in children's church this morning, so it's adults, it's with us here this morning, we all understand this. We don't necessarily like it, neither do we have to say we like it, but storms are a normal part of life. A normal part of life. As long as you're living and breathing and in this flesh upon this earth, there are going to be storms that you have to go through. The storms are going to cease from our life when we leave this world and we're in the heavens with Him. When our body, when our spirit departs our body, when death comes to us, we're not going to face storms anymore. If you go by the rapture of the church, when you get there, you're not going to face storms anymore. But as long as you are in the flesh that you are in right now, you are going to face storms in life, and you must understand that storms are a normal part of life. Sometimes things come against us, and we tend to think, what have I done? What have I done to deserve this? Why does all of this bad stuff happen to me? But we must realize that everybody goes through problems. Everybody goes through problems from time to time. Now, if you're living in a problem continually, if you're in a storm continually, I would do some soul searching. God, what in the world is going on? Because storms come and storms go. We've had some winter storms. We had one here a couple of weeks ago where it snowed, and it snowed a lot. And that lasted a couple of days, but then that storm went away. Now we're in a quiet time, naturally. All the snow is melted. It's a little chilly out there this morning. And if you look ahead to the forecast that's predicted for the next so many days, it's going to be in the 30s and 40s. We know that. But storms do come. And in the summertime, when a storm comes, and it's a nice day, and it's that high, hot humidity, and the air sticky, and it usually happens in the later afternoon, and then off in the distance you can hear the rumbling of thunder, and then you can see clouds rolling in, and then you'll see really dark black clouds rolling in, and they seem low, and the winds, and before the storm there's a great calm, and we could learn something from that too. Don't live in this light. Well, everything's going so good and wonderful in my life, everything is so calm, I wonder what bad thing is about to happen. We don't want to think that. We don't want to think that, but storms come. And as a natural storm comes in, it has a tendency. You can hear the rumbling of the thunder. You can see the lightning streaks in the sky. And the hail comes and the wind comes. And it naturally can muster up a fear within us that we're fearful. Should I take shelter? Should I go inside? Should I go to my basement? Should I go to town? I was going to go to town. But it just doesn't seem safe out there. And sometimes it'll get a real ugly color, and I'll say it this way, sometimes it almost gets like a mustard color out there. It gets sort of an eerie yellowish greenish look in the air, and it's like it sends a chill down your spine, and fear can overcome us. Well, naturally in our lives, sometimes we can see that a storm is about to come upon us. Sometimes we can see that. Sometimes storms catch us unexpectedly. Back in 1985, yeah, I'm old enough, I was alive back in 1985, we had a horrific tornado come through this area right here where we live, and it came unexpectedly. Nobody expected that to come. It just supposedly came out of nowhere, and it was upon us, and it brought great destruction to the area that we are living in, the area where we are now. And so it is in our lives. Sometimes you can see a storm brewing. You can see a problem coming. You can see a problem arising, and you can prepare yourself a little bit for that, how you're going to respond to the situation. But there's other times when storms come upon your life unexpectedly. You didn't see that one coming. That just sort of come out of nowhere. And so we all go through problems from time to time. And when those times come, when those hard times come, when those storms come in our life, We can respond in one of two ways. You can respond in fear, or you can respond in faith. One of my aunts who lived over in Smithport, Pennsylvania for many years, she had a great fear of storms in the summertime. And maybe a lot of people didn't realize this, but she lived out in the country and she lived in a trailer that had a roof that was built over. But when a bad storm was coming, she would be so fearful. She would drive into the, I don't know if Smithport's a borough or a town, what they call it, but she would drive into Smithport and she would go to the church, the Smithport Revival Center, and she would put herself down in the basement because she felt safe there. She had a great fear of storms. And so when natural storms were coming in her life, she responded in fear. Other people used to pick on her a little bit. Why are you so fearful? It'll be okay. She's like, oh, you never know. You never know. I'm going to take shelter. I just want to make sure that I'm safe. Or you can respond in faith. And that's natural storms. But storms that come, the storms of life that come, we can respond in fear or we can respond in faith. And so if the response that we have to the storm is in fear, if we have fear of the storm, and then the outcome of that could be, a result of that could be, that we're going to have anger, we're going to have doubt, we're going to have worry, we're going to have depression, we're going to be all upset about it, we're going to be beside ourselves, we're going to have the anxiety, we're going to lose sleep over it, we might have to seek medical attention to try to help us, it's just going to be a bad thing. You're not hungry anymore, you can't eat right, you can't sleep right. That's what the response of fear will do. But if we have the response of faith in the storm, amen, a result that we're going to have when we respond in faith is we're going to have a peace. In the midst of the storm, people are going to look at us. How can you be so peaceful? We know what you're up against. We know what's going on in your life. You just seem so peaceful. You just seem to have pulled it together. Amen. But we can have a peace, as the scripture said, and that peace can guard our hearts and minds as we move forward. And I would rather respond in faith and have the peace of God in my heart and in my mind as I move forward. I just know that everything is going to be all right. And so when we face the storms of life, it is vitally important that we respond in faith to the storms of life. Vitally important. We all know what vital signs are. You go to the doctor's office, they take your vital signs. That's what it's called. Not so much the weight, okay, but they do the blood pressure, they do the pulse, they do the respirations, they do your pulse ox. That tells them a lot of how your body is functioning. And if the vital signs are good, you know that the person's alive and good. I've taken blood pressures on people before, and they'll say, am I alive? I said, yep, you're alive. I hear a heartbeat in there. Yep, you're still alive. And so when we use the word vitally important to respond in faith, you have to respond in faith to the storms of life. If you don't respond in faith to the storms of life, they can pull you down. They can discourage you. They can make a train wreck of your life, and it's not always easy. So in the scripture text that we read today in Mark chapter 4, that text that we read, Jesus rebuked the disciples. Why? Why did he rebuke them? Because they had fear and not faith during the storm, and it was a natural storm. He rebuked them for it because they responded in fear. And Jesus' words were, and he said this in verse 40, he said, why are ye so fearful, and how is it that you have no faith? Because they had been with Jesus for some time up to this point, and they had seen the great miracles that he performed. They had seen the dead raised, the lame walk, the demonic set free. They seen all of these things. And so Jesus says, how is it that you can be so fearful? And he says, how can it be possible that you don't have any faith after you've seen all that I can do? And we can apply that to all of our lives. After you have seen, and after you know, and you have your testimonies of how faithful God has been to you in the past, of circumstances and situations that you have found yourself in, God proved himself faithful to you. He moved and he worked, and you had a glorious testimony. But now you're facing a storm and you're full of fear. And the Lord would ask the question, how is it that you don't have any faith? Don't you remember what I've done for you in the past? Can I not do the same thing for you now? And so Jesus wasn't happy with them. How is it that you don't have any faith? And so the first thing that we want to look at is this. The reality is this, that storms, and we don't like this, storms will arise. The unexpected will happen. Storms will arise in our lives. In verse 37 of the reading that we had this morning, it says, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." It doesn't say that it was a storm where rain was falling. Perhaps it was, but it was a windstorm that was making these big waves, and they were beating against the ship, and the water was coming in the ship, and the storm arose. Storms are inevitable. They are going to happen. As long as we live and as long as we breathe, we are going to go through stuff. Does anybody like the stuff they're going through right now? Some people like misery. They just like, you know, misery loves company. They're having a hard time in their life, and they'll find somebody else that's having a hard time in their life, and they'll sit down and share their bad experiences that they're having. But we shouldn't be that way. Storms are inevitable. They are going to come. As long as we live and breathe, we are going to go through stuff. It doesn't mean we have to live there. Some of the storms that come to us, they come unexpectedly. And what's that mean? Situations can happen suddenly and without warning. It's like, wow, I didn't see that one coming. I had no clue. That's a little unsettling. That's a little upsetting. And we think about what Job went through. That came unexpectedly. He didn't sit down and think that morning, well, this is what's going to happen to me today. All my children are going to die. There's going to be a big storm. I'm going to lose everything that I have. He didn't expect that. It came up suddenly and without a warning. So storms come unexpectedly. They come unexpectedly. You don't expect it, and yet you find yourself in the middle of it. Amen. And you can be unhappy in the storm that you're in. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being unhappy. The disciples were unhappy with the storm that they were in, and they got a little upset with Jesus, and he says, "Don't you care? We're going to perish. Can't you see what's going on?" They didn't want to be in that situation. And storms, what am I talking about? The storms of life that come against us, they come in all shapes and sizes. Some of the storms that we face are big, huge storms, and some of the storms that we go through are just little storms. It's easy to figure it out. It's easy to get the situation straightened out and get everything set in the right direction. But other times there's a big storm that comes. It's not so easy to beat. And so we have, as I already alluded, we have two possible responses to these storms, problems, and situations that happen suddenly and without warning. And even those ones we do see coming, and we can respond in fear. And what did Jesus say about them when they responded in fear? He said, "Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Why are you fearful of the storms that you're going through this morning?" It's just unsettling. Naturally, you're going to feel that way. But you don't have to have fear in that storm. Amen. As you go through this, you're going to see why. Because Jesus is with us as we go through this storm. So the two possible responses, we respond in fear. And Jesus says, "Why are you afraid?" Or we can respond in faith. And Jesus said to his disciples in verse 40, he said, "How is it that you have no faith?" And so let me ask you this morning. The storms that you're facing in your life right now, is Jesus saying to you, "Why are you afraid?" Or is Jesus saying to you, "Why is it that you don't have any faith? Why is it that you don't think that I know what's going on, that I see the situation, that I have a resolution to this problem, that it's all under my control?" He's asking us that today. And so what must we do? Amen. We as children of God, we must trust God in the storms. We must put our faith and trust in Him through those storms of life that we go through. And remember how I started out. Storms will come. What are storms? Problems will come. Situations will come. Life just isn't easy breezy. You just go floating through every day. You're just on top of the clouds. You're just like floating around. You're just so blessed and everything's so wonderful. You don't have any problems. You don't have any opposition. You know, get a grip on life. We all have problems. We all have opposition. We all have problems. We all have storms that we face. Amen. And so we know that we need to respond in faith, that we must trust God. The disciples, What they didn't do in verse 35 that we read this morning, the disciples didn't trust his word. Because what did Jesus say in verse 35? He said, let us pass over to the other side. Let us cross over to the other side. If Jesus said we're going to cross over to the other side, we're going to cross over to the other side. There might be a lot that happens between there, here and there, but we're going to pass over to the other side. Amen. Jesus gave us that eternal life. He gave us a promise of a home in heaven. He gave us that hope, and he's coming back to return for us. But until he comes back for us, we're going to go through a lot of things, but we're still going to make heaven our home. Amen. We're going to pass over to the other side. You are going to make it. Storms, amen. Whether you have a storm or whether you don't have any storm, you're going to make it to the other side, because Jesus said, let us go to the other side. It didn't matter if there was going to be a storm. They were going to make it to the other side, or whether there was or wasn't a storm, they were going to make it to the other side. Amen. And getting through the storm with Jesus in the boat was a guarantee that they were going to get to the other side. And as long as we keep Jesus in our life, we are going to make it to the other side. You're going to come out the victor. You're going to come out on top. Oh, the fear overtakes us. This is the scenario he paints. He gives us the picture, and all the fear begins to grip us, which is natural when we get out of the spirit and get into the fleshly side of things. We see the doom and the despair and how horrible this could really turn out. All of that, yes, it's a reality, it's a possibility, but we go into it in faith, because Jesus says, I will never leave you, or I never will forsake you. And even if things don't turn out the way you think things should turn out, does that mean that the Lord deserted you? That he's not with you anymore? He says, I will be with you unto the end. Amen. We need to have that faith. God, you're with me. Lord, I don't like this storm. I don't like this situation. But I'm holding, and maybe we'll sing it later. I say this as I preach, and then I forget. I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. This is what I'm facing. It's not good, and it looks like it's going to overtake me. But I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand, because he said, I'm going to make it to the other side. There is a guarantee that you will make it through the storm as long as you remain faithful and true to God. Amen. Job had that guarantee that he was going to make it through that storm as long as he maintained his faith in God. Oh, the temptation was there to throw God over to the curb. God's no good. God don't love you. What kind of a just God is he? He allowed all this to happen in your life, and you're a good man and you're a just man. And then the one probably that was closest to him in this world would have been his wife, and she said, my dear husband, you're in such pathetic condition. Not only have we lost all of our children, you lost all your personal belongings. Look at these boils that you have from the top of your, from the crown of your head to the bottoms of your feet. Why don't you just take this God that you think is so wonderful and curse him and just die? We always will have that temptation to give up on God, but you got to hold to God's unchanging hand, because God will come through for you. Amen. And God is with you in the midst of that storm. We must trust God and take him at his word in order to get through tough times. You have to trust God if you're going to get through tough times. You got to take him at his word. Lord, your word says, you will never leave me nor forsake me. There's all kind of things that the word of God gives us as promises. We have to hold on to those promises of God. Amen. We have to take him at his word if we're going to get through the tough times with confidence, with faith in God. Lord, I'm holding to your word. And so what promises are you holding on to today in your own personal life? What's going on? We all face different circumstances and situations. What promises are you holding on to? Do you believe the promise of God, or are you believing the circumstance? The doctors say one thing, and it's not good, it's negative, but God's word says another thing. Oh, there's another song we could sing. Whose report are you going to believe? And then the song goes on, we're going to believe the report of the Lord. Whose report are you going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Remember this morning, we're talking about a God that goes with us through the storms of life. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. us. Amen. He's there. So what promises are you holding on to? Do you believe the promises or do you believe in the circumstance? The circumstances would be, well, I believe more in the reality of the situation. For you see, Pastor, this is the way it really is. And that's what I believe in. I have to work with what I have. Amen. We have to believe in the promises of God. We have to believe in the promises of God. You might be going through a storm this morning. You might be going through a storm. Not everybody's going through a storm at the same time, not usually, but different ones go through different storms. You might be going through a storm this morning, but God's word promises us that you will not drown in the storm, that you will survive the storm. This thing that you're facing is not going to pull you down. It's not going to be your end. It's not going to be the end of the situation, or if there's one of your children involved or a family, it's not going to be the end of them. The enemy wants to tell us that it's not going to pull us down because we're standing on the God's promise, and God says that you will not drown in the storm, but you'll survive the storm. Amen. Brother Brian can get the next scripture up there, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 20, and I'm going to turn over there, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. We're going to read that in a minute. I'm going to read a statement to you that says a whole lot. You have to think about this. Your destiny isn't the storm. Your destiny is that you will come out of the storm. It's just my destiny. It's just doom, despair, and agony of heart. This is my destiny. This is going to be my fate. This is going to be the end of me. That's not your destiny. Your destiny isn't the storm. Your destiny is that you will come out of the storm. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Let's read that. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. We have to stand on the promises of the word of God. Another song that we could sing. I don't know which one we're going to sing, but standing on the promises of God. 1 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. They're steadfast and sure. You can take it to the bank. It'll be as God said it will be. You will come out on the other side. So then what the disciples didn't do, and many times we fall into the same situation, they didn't trust in his presence. He was right there with them in that storm. Do you know that Jesus is with you when you go into a storm? When a storm starts to overtake you, Jesus doesn't jump ship. I'm going to stand here on the shore where it's safe, and I'm going to see how you fare in that storm of life. Many times we feel like Jesus has abandoned us, that he's nowhere to be found, that he's somehow standing here just watching and seeing. We can think about Job. Oh, God was just up in heaven just watching and seeing how Job was going to be. I don't think it was like that. He was right there with him in the storm. And the disciples, in a literal sense, they had Jesus right there with them in the boat when they were going through that storm, but they didn't trust in his presence. Jesus wasn't any ordinary man. This Jesus that will never leave us and forsake us, he's not any ordinary man. Yes, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We know that, and he loves us with a love like nobody else can love us. We all know that, but we forget sometimes that he's not an ordinary man. This Jesus that we trust in, this Jesus that lives on the inside of us, isn't an ordinary man. And so these disciples that were there with him in that scripture that we read in Mark, they should have taken comfort that Jesus was in the boat with them. In the storms of life that you go through, you should take comfort in knowing that Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you. We finished the Sunday out last Sunday morning. We finished that with that song. Jesus is with me. When the storm clouds gather, amen. When I hear the thunder roll, he's holding my hand. When I begin to tremble, the fears of this world are growing strong, or something like that. Jesus is with me. He is with us. He doesn't leave us. Amen. Jesus is with us. We need to understand, no matter how bad the situation gets, God is with us through it all. But we forget that because the circumstance and everything coming against us can make us forget that there's a God that's in us that really cares about us, that he too is being affected by this, but in a positive way. And the disciples should have realized who was in the boat with them. Amen. God's presence is in your life. Amen. God's presence is in my life. But the presence of Jesus being in our lives, and here's what we don't like to think about, because the presence of God is in our life, that doesn't keep the storms from coming. Our dear brother, we're not going to say names because we're on Facebook too, but our dear brother finding out that he has third stage stomach cancer. That's a serious thing. That's a serious thing. But God's presence is in his life, but it didn't keep that storm from coming to him. There's other ones that we know of that are facing cancer and facing diagnoses that aren't good for their health. And they're Christians, they're believers. Just because Jesus is in them, that doesn't stop the storm from coming. Amen, storms are going to come. But this we know, we can be sure. And now we're going to look up Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. And I'm going to turn over there. And Brother Brian's going to put that up on the screen. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, we're going to read in a minute. But when these things come, we can be sure that we will get through it because he is with us. Those that are facing cancer, well, what happens if they don't get deliverance from it and they die from it? Then they'll be forever in the presence of the Lord. But Jesus is with them right now. He never leaves. He never forsakes. And thank the Lord if you don't have a diagnosis like that or a health diagnosis, but you could be facing some dire situations in your life and you feel all alone. You feel like it's just the end. It's not looking good. Things are really against us. Jesus is with you. Amen. As we sang last week, Jesus is with you when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by your side. When you hear the thunder roll, he's holding your hand. Amen. When you begin to tremble and the winds of this world are blowing strong against you, Jesus is with you. Isaiah 43:2 should be up on the screen. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You need to grab a hold of the promises of the Word of God. Oh, but Pastor Eastman, you're a little bit messed up. That's back in Isaiah. That's only pertaining to Israel, to the nation of Israel, and to the Jewish people. Those promises in God's Word, we can grab a hold of those too. Because whether you know it or not, do a study in the New Testament. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're a grafted in Jew. Are we Jewish by blood? No, we're not. I don't think anybody in here is. But we are grafted in Jews because of their rejection of this Messiah. So we can grab a hold of these promises too. And what did God say here? When thou passest through the waters, what's it say? I will be with thee. What does it say? And through when you go through the rivers, they're not going to overflow. You're not going to drown in them. When you walk through the fire, what does it say? You're not going to be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. We can stand upon the promises of the Word of God against everything that medical is saying, against everything in our human reasoning, the possibilities, the outcome of what this storm is going to do, the devastation it's going to leave, you know, in its path. This is what's going to happen. We stand on the promises of the Word of God because Jesus is with us. They didn't trust. In John 4:38, we read this. They didn't trust. Trust in the care of Jesus. And many times we don't really trust in his care. We trust more in our knowledge, our understanding, and the way it has to be. You need to learn to trust in the care of Jesus. How do we know that? Because in John 4:38, they said to Jesus, "Don't you care that we perish?" We can say that to the Lord, what you're going through. Don't you care that I'm about to lose my job? Don't you care that sales are down at my workplace and things are looking bleak? Don't you care about this diagnosis that I received from the doctor? Don't you care that financially I'm about to go under? Now, if you did it, brought it on yourself, you'll have to work that out between you and God. But sometimes things press against us, and it's like we begin to think we don't trust in the care of Jesus. And so we say it sometimes. Sometimes by our actions, we might not say it literally out loud, but don't, Jesus, don't you care? Can't you see? Man, I'm touched with this. Well, the Bible tells me that Jesus is touched with the feelings of my infirmities, those things that come against me. He is touched by that. Yes, he's touched by it, but we in our natural minds, sometimes we wonder, it seems like Jesus doesn't. God doesn't even care. I mean, I'm one of his own. Why is he letting one of his children take such abuse and go through what I'm going through? This is just a horrible thing. Where is Jesus? They didn't trust in his care. The disciples questioned Jesus' care for them. They said, Jesus, don't you care that we're perishing? Doesn't that bother you one iota? You're just asleep and we're about to go down in this ship. How often have we wondered if God cares about what we're going through? Don't answer that, but think about it. How often have you wondered if God really cares and sees what you're going through? You just get so frustrated. Man, sometimes I feel like I'm even gaining more ground if I can sit down with my little puppy dog and tell that little puppy dog what I'm going through. Sometimes I think he understands more than what God does. We do that at times, maybe not literally, but we want to tell somebody else. We want to tell everybody what we're going through because we think that God don't care. We think that God don't care. So how often have you wondered if God cares about what you're going through? God, do you even care? I feel like I'm going to collapse under this load. This load isn't getting lighter. It's getting heavier. And I get this news, and I about got that worked out. Then I get this news, and I about got, then I get that. It's just like coming from every angle. God, don't you care that this is about to take me through? Amen. We got to understand this. This you have to understand about God. And Job understood this. God is almighty. God is all powerful. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And yes, he does care about every detail in your life. And he knows exactly what's going on in every one of our lives this morning. He understands that. He knows that. And he sees what you are going through, okay? And he understands our pain. 1 Peter, we're turning over there, and I think I have this scripture for Brother Brian to put up. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says this. When we think God doesn't care, he doesn't understand. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. All your care. Well, it's just me. It's just my nature. I'm just worried about something, and I shouldn't be worried about it, and I'm ashamed that I'm worried about it. I don't want to tell God I'm worried about it. Well, if you're worried about it, God knows you're worried about it. It says casting all, A-double-L, A-L-L, casting all your care. Your cares, things that weigh you down, things that bother you, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And the disciples had the audacity to say, don't you care that we perish? And in 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him. And here's the good part, because, it says for, because he cares for you. He wants to know your cares, your concerns, and your worries. He cares for you. Cast them at the feet of Jesus. Amen. He cares for you. And lastly, they didn't trust God's power. They didn't trust God's power. And back over in Mark, in the text that we were in, Mark chapter 4 and verse 39. Mark 4, 39. Amen. It takes me a little bit of time to get there, and I'm sure it does you too. Unless you kept your finger there. Mark 4:39. Oh, yep, we are. So, here we are. They didn't trust God's power. Let's read 4:39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Have you ever experienced a time in your life, whether it was you that spoke it to the situation or problem, or someone agreed in prayer with you about something that was really pressing you, a storm you were going through, and somewhere in that prayer, by the anointing and power of God, they would say, I speak peace unto this storm. Peace be still. And immediately you felt something inside. There was just a peace that came in your heart, a peace that came over that situation. And everything did end up being okay. The disciples, okay, the disciples, he said, peace be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great, great calm. The disciples, they had seen the miracles that Jesus had done. They knew what he was capable of doing. They had seen it with their eyes. We just read about it. They physically seen it. If anybody, they should have realized that his power was greater than the storm. If he could say to the dead, arise and walk, if he could heal the lepers, if he could open blind eyes, if he could set the demonic free, what is this storm? If anybody, they should have realized that he had power over this storm. And so then the question comes, do you believe and do you realize that God is more powerful than anything you're going through? Let's say that again. Do you realize and do you really believe that God is more powerful than anything that you're going through? Amen. Sister Oaks can come up to the piano here this morning. Amen. Remember what we were talking about here this morning. He's with us through the storm. Do you realize this morning and do you believe that God is more powerful than anything you might be going through? So let's stand to our feet this morning, and I want you to take those storms of life that you're facing right now, and I want you to realize, and I want you to believe that God's more powerful than what you're going through right now. And so let's stand, and let's raise our hands. Let's worship the Lord. Let's ask God to help us. God, you're more powerful, God, than this storm that I'm going through right now. Lord, I need your help in the midst of the storm. God, I've been a little bit like the disciples, God. I'm not trusting in your power. I'm not trusting in your care. I'm not trusting in your presence. I forget that you're there with me, God. Lord, help me to realize all of these things, that you're there with me. You do care about me, God. Your power is there. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're greater than any storm that any one of us are going through this morning. And we're going to sing a song here this morning. And if you want me to agree in prayer with you, you don't have to tell me what your storm is, but if you want me to agree in prayer with you this morning that there is going to be peace in that storm, that you're going to come out safe on the other side, you come down to this altar this morning. I will agree with you in prayer. You don't got to tell me what the storm is, but the storm, amen, the storms that come against us, amen, we have to realize and believe that God is more powerful than anything that we're going through right now. Amen, we got to believe that. What was a good song we have us, God? Lord, you'll help us in the storms that we're going through, God. Lord, that we'll have a peace in our hearts, God, a peace that passes all understanding, God. Lord, it'll keep our hearts and our minds pure in you, God. We know that you're with us, God. Lord, when the storm clouds gather, when the thunder rolls, God, you're there with us, Lord. God, that we won't succumb to the fear of the storm, of the rumble of the trouble, of the rumble of the sounds of the storm, God, of the winds as they come against us, the winds of adversity come against us, God. Lord, that our faith and our trust will be in you, God. We'll never doubt for one minute that you're with us every step of the way, O God. Lord, that we be encouraged in you this day, O God. Lord, as 1 Peter 5:7 says, God, today we're casting all of our care upon you because you care for us, God. Lord, we don't want to think, oh, it's not important. God's not really concerned about that. God, we know that you are. You're touched with the feelings of our infirmities. You care about us, God. Lord, we cast our cares upon you. We cast our fears upon you this day, Jesus. Lord, we put it into your hands, God. We have that faith and trust that you're with us through the storms, God. You don't leave us. You don't forsake us. You just don't step out of the boat and say, I hope you make it, God. But you stay with us through the thick and through the thin, God. Lord, that we'll look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Lord, that we'll have a new faith that will arise within our hearts this day, God. Let faith arise in our hearts, God. Lord, we're going to get through this. It's going to be okay, God. Lord, there's victory that's waiting in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we're not going to struggle with this anymore, God. Lord, we commit it into your hands, oh God. Lord, we've carried this long enough, God. Lord, we're giving it to you. We're going to trust in your help. You said we're going to the other side. You said that we're coming out on top and not underneath, that we'll be the overcomers, oh God, that we won't be overcome. Lord, we look to you this day. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Take that word of the Lord with you today. Amen. Dwell upon it. And you're going to have to do some meditating, some thinking. When you're tempted to think in one area, this word's going to come back to you. Nope, I'm not going that way, because Jesus said this is going to work out. Amen. It's going to work out. God, be with us this day, Lord, as we depart from this place of worship today, God. Lord, that you'll go with us. And God, we now have been refreshed in our minds. It's been refreshed that you're with me in this storm that I'm going through. God, and I take great confidence in that, God. That just helps me. That's what I need to hear, God. Lord, that you haven't forsook me, that you're there with me. God, we thank you for it. Be with each one as we leave this place. Keep your hand upon each one, God. Lord, that your blessing will be upon them. It'll go before them. You'll bless them coming in and going out, God, that they can be a blessing to others, that they can lead other people into the kingdom of God. Lord, that there can be growth spiritually in the lives of everyone, God. We thank you for it, God, for your hand of protection upon each one. And everybody said, amen. God bless you.